The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is Thursday morning. Hey, some good news came last week from the Department of Education for veterans and service members who took out, in some cases, thousands upon thousands of dollars in loans to attend Westwood College. Those loans are being forgiven. Joining us to tell us more about why that is and how this all works is the Vice President for Legal Affairs at Veterans Education Success, Della Justice. Della, good morning.
Good morning.
This is certainly good news for some vets and service members. Tell us a little bit more about Westwood College and why so many veterans ended up taking out loans to go there.
Sure. So, like you said, the department made a terrific announcement that it's canceling the loans for those students who took out loans between January 2002 through November 2015. That's a terrific outcome for them. Westwood College engaged in some really concerning conduct, according to the Department of Education. They provided false information to students about their likelihood of getting a job, about how much they would earn, even telling students they could become police officers when in Illinois, in fact, they could not become police officers because the school didn't have the right accreditation. So the Department of Education looked at that and determined that they had engaged in such widespread deception that they were going to cancel the loans for all those students, which is terrific news for anyone who had loans that went to Westwood College, right? But unfortunately, if you were a veteran who used your GI Bill benefits to attend Westwood, you're not going to be able to get your GI Bill benefits back because under the law, that's not allowed now when a student has been defrauded by a school. So for veterans to be able to get their GI Bill benefits back, we need Congress to change the law so that they can.
Westwood's not the only college, but they certainly are one of the biggest offenders here. They received millions of dollars in GI Bill tuition, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And, you know, in fact, like you said, they are not the only one. They are like ITT recently, the Department of Education announced for them. Those veterans will not be able to get their GI Bill benefits back either. You know, in fact, though, Westwood actually lost their standing with the VA for three campuses, I think, in Texas based on some of their conduct. So they have been engaged in several years, according to the investigations of primarily the Illinois Attorney General and the Colorado Attorney General, of some pretty terrible conduct where they misled students about their opportunities and how much it would cost to attend.
What are you hoping that Congress will do? What needs to be done to fix this loophole?
So what we would like them to do is make it possible that when a student has attended a college like a Westwood where there's demonstrated evidence that they engaged in fraud, we would like the students to be able to get back their GI Bill benefits. So we need Congress to change that law. So for the Department of Education, there is the law of the borrower defense to repayment, which basically means that if a student feels like that the school engaged in some misrepresentations, they can apply to the Department of Education to have their loans canceled, which is what happened here, except what the department said is even if a student hasn't applied, we're just going to go ahead and cancel the loans because the fraud was so widespread, right? But there's not a comparable provision for getting your GI Bill benefits back. And that's what we need Congress to do, is to enact a law to allow the veterans to do that.
What advice do you have for veterans and service members that are looking to use their GI Bill money for education? What advice do you have for those folks?
So I think that they need to, check out colleges. The Department of Ed has some comparison tools. Certainly the VA has a GI Bill comparison tool where you can look at the different schools to see what would be the best fit and also if there's been any regulatory or sort of law enforcement action against a school. But, you know, in instances like this, these were approved schools. So there's not a lot that a student or a veteran could do to protect themselves when they go to a school like this because they were approved. They think that they can trust the stamp of approval, if you will. And so they choose to go here and then find out that all the representations were false. So we have to be careful that we need to be good consumers, but you can only do so much. when in fact there is such widespread deception that at schools that had already been approved by the government.
Yeah, well, you hate to see that happen, especially when it comes to service members and veterans who are really relying on those schools to jumpstart their career.
Right. That's exactly right. And it is such a shame that, you know, they take their hard-earned benefits, they think they're going to get this terrific outcome, and then it ends up it was all not true. And then they, what do? Because they don't have those benefits anymore. That's really why we do need the law to change. It's so unfair to the veterans.
Yeah. Where can people get more information about what we've been talking about here this morning and find out more about Veterans Education Success?
They can go to vetsedsuccess.org. VetsEdSuccess.org, and they can actually, there's a contact us. We offer free help to veterans and military-connected students who have questions about their education benefits. We're a nonprofit organization that works on a bipartisan basis to advance higher education for veterans. So we welcome veterans reaching out to us with questions they might have about their benefits or if they have any concerns about the schools they are attending. So if they go to vetsedsuccess.org and they go to the contact us, they can send us their questions there and we will reach out to them.
All right. Fantastic. Della, thanks for telling us about this. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.